Unit 9, 9.1, Exercise 4. Speaker 1.
When I left school, I was taken on by an environmental charity. I turned up in a suit, but instead of being stuck behind a desk, I was out on the streets fundraising. My boss at that time was a bit of a rebel. She had quite a funky hairdo and tended to wear ethnic stuff she'd picked up on her travels. I guess she came across as something of a hippie. We got on really well, and I thought I'd opt for the same kind of outfits. I can't remember anyone saying anything to make me do that, but to be honest, I think the others at work saw me more as one of them. But I do remember my mother not recognising me when she saw me in the street.
Speaker 2.
I play in a metal band called Xandroid. I have a dragon tattoo on my face and wear a leather jacket with a dragon on it. It does mean that people can spot me immediately, and I'm constantly getting asked for autographs when I'm out, which is great. It makes me feel loved by the fans, I guess. I had the tattoo done properly by this guy who I really respect, and it wasn't cheap, I can tell you. It was funny how my look came about. I was on the train to a music festival, and I picked up one of those free papers. There was a whole thing about dragons in it. I was hooked on the idea in a flash.
Speaker 3.
The dress code at my school is fairly formal, so I have to wear smart clothes. But I go for tops and trousers rather than suits and high heels. I wouldn't want to raise too many eyebrows among the other staff members, so no jeans. Not that the school is super posh or anything, but very casual clothes wouldn't go down too well. What I wear is great, really, because I have to spend quite a bit of time delving into cupboards. I tend to go for high-end clothes, which aren't skin-tight, ones that move with me, and they should last. If they were cheap, they'd soon come apart.
Speaker 4.
When I left university, I had long hair and wore old jeans. Job interviews were coming up, and I didn't want to get up any interviewer's nose and lose out on a good job. There was this job advertised which seemed perfect, as a designer at this factory making cars. So I got myself a suit and tie and landed the job. I realised later that I'd got hold of the wrong end of the stick, as no one was the least bit bothered. But there you go, better safe than sorry. Anyway, one thing I've found is that suits are good, as there's only a minimum outlay. And now we have dress down Friday, I can still wear my jeans then.
Speaker 5.
I'm Indian, but I live in the US, doing research in a university. For years, I've worn Western clothes, mainly skirts and blouses. I'd always steered clear of the sari, as it seemed to me to be not quite right for the workplace, although some other colleagues wear them. Something changed for me last year when I went back to India to see my relatives. The women in saris looked so elegant, and I realized that the only person who was stopping me wear one was myself. Now, when I put on my sari, I feel pride in my heritage and realize that what I wear is not going to come between me and promotion or being accepted by others.